We talk about v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, loving Hashem your God, and how to arrive there. There's something else which is really important. Rav Dessler in Michtav Meliyahu has a very, very important idea. And the idea is not that you give to people that you love, but rather that love comes as a result of giving. The more you give, the more you love. The more you invest in a relationship, the more you choose to connect to someone or to something, the more you love it. Why? Because when you give to somebody else, there's part of you in them. And because there's a part of you in them, you identify with them and you love it. This is based on a Gemara of Adam writes, "Bekav shalai mitisha kavim shal chaver." A person would prefer a smaller portion of their own property than a greater portion of somebody else's. Something which is yours is more beloved to you because you worked for it, you toiled for it, you have an emotional connection with it. And therefore, I'd rather have something smaller that's mine than something greater that belongs to somebody else. The Gemara is talking about a tree. You plant it, you water it. Fertilize it. And you feel a connection to the fruit. So how much more so with another human being when you invest in them? How much you're going to feel love for them? And then suddenly we start to understand something incredible. When it comes to Hashem, this is how we reach a level of Avas Hashem. Through investing in the Torah. Through being Omel B'Torah. Through investing and pushing ourselves. We attach ourselves to the Torah. And in doing so, we develop a love for the Torah and a love for Hashem. Why? Because we identify with it. It becomes part of us. And it becomes an unbreakable bond. It's the famous limit of the Gemara in Kiddushin, where at the beginning of Tilim it says, "Teras Hashem cheftzai," and then it says, "B'seiras seyegel at yom v'layla." In the beginning, the Torah is Teras Hashem. But after you've invested in it, it becomes yours, Teras Soy. You feel a deep connection with it, profound relationship with it. And it becomes yours. The more you invest in something, the more of an emotional connection, the more love there is going to be there. And this is what it means. Through learning the Torah, you get to know Hashem. You understand what He wants from us. You start to walk along His ways. You start to imitate Hashem. You start to walk in His path. And in doing so, we attach ourselves to Him. Through investing in His word, we build up an emotional connection, a bond. So it's not so much giving to Hashem, although there might be elements of that on some level. It's the investment in the relationship that creates the emotional connection. That's how learning Torah brings us to Avas Hashem. It's these words of Torah that bring us to V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha.